The Gemara of Daf Kufiyot Aleph brings down a Maisa that happened in Narash, that there was a person who was Chaitif in Isha. He grabbed an Isha and he married her. And this was a Ketana who only had Kiddushin Darabanan. He grabbed her and he was Mekadosh her. And the Gemara says that Loitzichu Gita Mibasa, they took her away from the second husband without requiring him to give a get. So for some reason the Kiddushin wasn't Chal. So the Gemara comes out that why was the Kiddushin of the Sheni not Chal? So the Gemara says, because since he did Shalak HaHagin, Lefikach, Al-Suboi Shalak HaHagin, Ve'afkinu Rabban L'Kiddush Minei. The Gemara says, really, Midarai says, Kiddushin was Chal. But since he did something wrong, he grabbed this Isha, Shalak HaHagin, therefore Chachamim were Mafkiah his Kiddushin, they have a right to be Arke Kiddushin, they can be Mafkiah his Kiddushin. The Gemara asks, Tenech Kaddish B'Kaspa. I can understand that Chachamim can be Mafkiah B'Kiddushin, the Kiddushin if it's Kiddushin Kaspa. But Kaddish B'Biyah, Ma'ikil Amerim, but if you're Mekaddish B'Biyah, if it's a Kiddushin B'Biyah, how do you Mafkiah the Kiddushin? So the Gemara answers, Shavriya Ban Labilas Bilas Nus, even Kiddushin Bia, they could be Mafkiah, they could be Iker, and they turned this Bia into a Bias Nus. And the question is, what exactly is the Shaka B'Tayra of the Gemara over here? And first we need to really understand, how does this Hafka work? What Kayach do Chachamim have to be Mafkiah, someone's Kiddushin, to be Iker Kiddushin? So Taisus is Mesupik about Pshat in the Gemara, how they could be Mafkiah. If it does it work, Midin, called the Mekadosh, Adai Terbana Mekadosh, is it sort of a Tanai that he made a Tanai B'Shas Kiddushin, and I'm making my Kiddushin Al Dashir to Chachamim, and the Melech, if they don't want it to be Kiddushin, it's going to be Batal, like any other Tanai? Or is it Pshat that Yishkach Ben Chachamim, Lachadavim and Atayra, they have a Kach to be Akadavim and Atayra, and that's how the Kiddushin is Nakar? Taisus is Mesupik about this. But if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, Beferish, that it's working Midin Tanai. Rashi says, and the Ramaskal become Afkin Rabban Kiddushin, Minay, the Chol, the Mekadosh, Taylor Benas Chachamim. Who the Kedas Moshav Yisrael Kamin of Rabban Ami the Chativish Mivai Lo Nehavik Kedushin is like Rashi. The reason why they're able to be Mafkia is because he was Mekadosh Al Tanai Shir Tzachachamim. And if they don't want it to be Kedushin, it's not a good Kedushin because he wasn't Mekadosh the Tanai, and therefore the Kedushin are going to be bottled. So the Pella is the Lefi Rashi. What is the Kash of the Gemara? Tenech Kadosh Bekaspa Kadosh Bebiya My Ikelamema. Rashi seems to say that Bishol My Be Kadosh Bekaspa. I understand how they're Iker Zalk Rashi because they're Mafkir the Kiddushin. They made the mice Matana, the Hefker Rez and Hefker. Through Hefker Rez and Hefker, they could make the mice into Matana. But Kadosh Bebiya, there's no Hefker Bezin, so how could they Mafkir the Bia? That's how Rashi learns the Kash of the Gemara, why the Fila haven't made it by Kadosh Bebiya, it can't be Iker the Kiddushin. But the Pella is, if the whole Akira is working in Tanai, because he made his Kiddushin Al Dashi, it's a Chachamim, then a Tanai could work by Bia as well. Mali Kaspa, Mali Bia, there's no Chilik. I was a Mekadosh Al Tanai, Shir Tzich Chachamim. Chachamim don't want it to be Kiddushin, then it's not going to work. So what's the Lokasha of Kaddish Bia, Michael and Meiman? Why B'chal do you need Hefker Bezin Hefker over here? L'cha, even without that, that's in the mere fact that you're Mekadosh Al Das Chachamim, that's enough to be Mefkiah the Kiddushin. So it's not clear how these two things work together, the Mekadosh Al Das Chachamim and the Hefker Bezin Hefker. So that's a big problem in Rashi. And it seems to be that the Pshat of Rashi is like the Shita in Ksubas and Daf Gimel speaks out, that Rashi really is working with both of these things. That really what's Iker the Kiddushin is the Tanai. He was a Mekadosh Adas Chachamim. But the question is, who said, who forced him to be Mekadosh Adas Chachamim? Maybe it was Mekadosh Stam, maybe it was not Mekadosh Adas Chachamim. So the Shita says that being that he knows that if he doesn't do what the Chacham say, they could be Mafker as Mama, they could just be Mafker the Mama Kiddushin. So because of that threat of the Hefker as an Hefker and removing the Mama Kiddushin, he's going to be Mekadosh Adaitim, and that's how he knows that he's Mekadosh Adaitim, and maybe they could be Mafkir through the din of Kolda Mekadosh because he made a Tanai in the Kiddushin. But fact the Gemara Kaddish Bebiya my Ikilamei. But what are you going to say by Mekadosh Bebiya over there? There's no threat of Hefker Bezin Hefker. There is no Hefker Bezin Hefker that could be done. So how do we know that it was Mekadosh Adas Chachamim? Maybe he wasn't. And the answer is Nechanami, that we know, we assume that all people are Mekadosh Adas Chachamim, even if you don't have the threat of Hefker Bezin Hefker. And that's the terrors of the Gemara, that even over here we assume he was Taila Bedaitim, like Rashi says, Vahu Bedaitim Tala. He was Taila, even though you don't have the threat of Hefker Bezin Hefker. That seems to be the Pashas and Rashi. Then, and why doesn't Hefker Bezin Hefker alone do it? It could be they didn't want to be Mafker, the Mum and Stam, without, you know, for no reason. If there's no Kol Demekadosh, they'd rather have it work Midin Tanai and not come on to the regular din of Hefker Bezin Hefker. That's a Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara that's working Midin Kol Demekadosh. I just want to end off with a Kasha that was bothering me on the whole Pshat in the Gemara, Lefi Rashi, that's working Midin Kol Demekadosh and Derbana Mekadosh and working Midin Tanai. L'chari, there's a big problem over here. The Gemara says in Ksubas and Dafayin Gimel, Dafayin Dalet, that if a person makes a Tanai in Kiddushin, and then he's Bael Stam, and then he has Bia, then we assume he's Meichel the Tanai. We assume he's Meichel the Tanai, B'shas Bia, because once you're Bael, if the Tanai is not going to be Mekuyim, it's going to come out that your Bia is going to be a Bia's Nus, and therefore we assume that you don't want the Tanai to be Mekuyim. So, Mimela, how could the whole musig over here of Tanai work? The Tanai of Amanash Yiritz HaChamim called him a Kaddish because Kedas HaMashiach B'Yisrael, that's good, B'Shas Kiddushin. But once there's a Bia, once the Bia takes place, whether he's Mekaddish with Bia, even if he's not Mekaddish with Bia, once there's any Bia during the Nisuin, we assume he's Meichel Tanai because he doesn't want his Bia to be a Bia's Nus, and then the Tanai is Batal. So why does that concept not apply over here? That once there's a Bia, the Tanai is Nimchel, and therefore you no longer have the Tanai of called the Mekadosh, Adai to the Banu Mekadosh, Lachai, the whole Musik of Tanai here is Tzarechin, once there's a Bia, the Tanai should be Nimchel. I found that this Kasha is asked by the Reverend Shmalkim Nicholsberg asked this Kasha, it's brought down in the Haflo and Ksubis and Daf Gimel. The Chidush Haflo is the brother of the Reverend Shmalka, and he brings down this Kasha of Hashem, his brother. He says, V'shamati mikvod achi agayin, Marein Reb Shmalka Halevi Zal, and he brings this Kasha. Reb Shmalka actually learns this into Pshat and the Gemara, he learns this Kuf into the Shaka Vitaria. But the Pashas is the Rishonim are not going like that. So Lefi, the Pashas in the Gemara, it's about a Tzarechin. How could Bechlal, it's not work over here, L'chai, once he's Bayal, he's Meichel, it's not because of the Gemara Ksubis, and on the Meisa Bilas, Bilas Nos. If anyone has a test of this Kasha, I would love to hear.